Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting eighth. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bridges moves to second. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Atwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixas hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Reds. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nuxhall moves to second. Fred Baksoski now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Atwell for the out. Jeffcoat moves to second. One out. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to third. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat scores. Baksoski moves to second. It's 4-3, Reds. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mixis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mixis. Greengrass goes all the way around to score. Klusowski moves to second. It's 5-3, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Reds. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Smalley moves to third. 2 outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward pinch runs for DeFondi. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing first base. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bridges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Atwell and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Serena pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Atwell moves to second. Jackie Collum now pitching. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown is hit by the pitch. Atwell moves to third. Serena moves to second. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Atwell scores. Serena moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Reds. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Kelly now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into right field. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Greengrass moves to third. Bob Markey pinch runs for Jim Greengrass. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Markey scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a fly ball towards right. Brown catches it and throws to first to double up Kluszewski. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Markey now playing left field. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Jackie Colum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colum hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley catches it and throws to second to double up McMillan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Grady Hatton now playing first base. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Bob Kelly. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Atwell moves to second. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Brown reaches second base with a double. Atwell scores. McCullough moves to third. It's 8-5, Reds. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-4 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan has McCullough trapped. There's the throw to Landreth and over to Adams, who tags McCullough for the out. Brown moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Mixes moves to second. It's 8-6, Reds. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mixes moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.